Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Grow Your Successful Internet Business with ESP. And why are we talking about growing an internet business? Because no matter what business you're in, even with a brick and mortar store, you have to have a website. And a website is your presence on the internet. It's open 24/7, and you can do business anytime, day or night. And part of your business is having an affiliate program where you have people who use your product actually help you sell your product. A leader takes people where they want to go. A great leader takes people where they don't necessarily want to go, but ought to be, said Rosalind Carter. If you want to grow a successful business, then you need to have a little ESP. No, not extra sensory perception, although it certainly wouldn't hurt. Instead, you need three very important elements. E, entry-level offers. S, subscription offers. P, premium offers. So here, let's say them again. We're talking about ESP, entry-level offers, subscription offers, and premium offers. Let's take all of these pieces and see how they fit into your overall business plan. Entry-level offers. Entry-level offers are your least expensive products, which are typically priced at the $7 to $50 range. You may put these in almost any format, but generally you'll offer them as downloadable short reports, e-courses, e-books, videos, audios, and a monthly fee for membership sites. Why is this important? Because this is the way that you are generating an income on an ongoing basis. For instance, I actually have more than one website. I have my main website, which is One Personal Career Coach, which is docked on coaching websites or therapy sites. Why? Because my background is coaching, and that is my niche. But I also need to have backlinks to that. So I've generated other websites, one that's called trainingandmarketingtips.com, and because my natural niche is disability issues, one that's called disabilityrightsadvocate.com. And on both of those, I have the ability to write articles and post them on those sites. And then I backlink them to my main website, and then I keep up with them by generating backlinks to my main website. And I can do an RSS feed that generates people, or using a sociable connection plugin on my other two websites that link it to LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, almost any social media that I can link up my articles and get exposure. So that's how you generate an income that increases where you are and builds you the kind of income that you want long term. These may offer beginner level information in your niche. If you are in the internet marketing world, you may have an ebook that covers a dozen of the top traffic generation techniques. Or you might offer an advanced report on a small piece of a larger topic, such as intermediate, or advanced report about search engine optimization. And it is very important to understand how to use SEO or search engine optimization and key words when you are writing your articles, because you want to link it to the keywords that people will put into Google or put into Yahoo or Bing to research. And you want your website to come up as the number one website, or at least on the first page. If you are in the health world, a great topic for an ebook would be 3 best exercises to conquer during your workday. Or you might offer a video on the 10 foods to eat every day and why. Whatever the niche or topic, you design these products to bring people into your sales funnel. Continue to build relationships and to build trust through your inbox magazine, so that all of the new customers become repeat buyers, because selling low reports alone aren't huge income generators. So what else can you do with your customer list that makes the big bucks? Will you offer them your back-end offers, offers that make sense and solve a problem or challenge for your community, and subscription products and premium products make perfect sense? Now, before I get into the S or the subscription offers, I want to talk about a company called MOBE, which is Mobile Opportunity Business Enterprise. And this started by Matt Lloyd, and he offers a free 10, 21-step program online with the idea that as you go through each step, you're going to be so hyped up that you're going to be willing to pay $2,500 just to sell his products. And for each product that you sell, you have to invest in it first. And yet he calls his program an affiliate program. But the thing is, and then he also put out a book, Limitless, that with each chapter, all it does is hype up his affiliate program and all the money that you're going to make. And yes, you do need a back-end product, but you really want to set it up. And if you have someone that's an affiliate, yes, you want them to be using your products, but at the same time, you don't want them to keep investing first $2,500, then $5,000, then $10,000, then $50,000. And he even has a program for $250,000. Big issue is, I think 1% of all the people that actually bought into all his programs are actually making money. And yes, he talks about how to use Bing advertising, how to use Google advertising, how to put out ads with keywords in them, and to pay per click. But at the same time, he's charging you such an astronomical amount of money just to sell his back-end products. And if I'm an affiliate with your program, yes, I understand you have to put some money into it because you're using that platform. But to tell me that I have to keep buying each product that I'm selling, then what you're actually doing is making money off of me as opposed to me making money. And he does have a few people that started with him when he actually started his company that are making a lot of money, but they're the ones that helped him grow the business to begin with. And if you go online, you will find a lot of people who have gone on there and written articles about how they were scammed out of their money because they never made a sale off of any product. So the idea is to be reasonable. When you start up a company and you have an internet marketing business, you do want to have entry-level positions and you do want to have back products. But at the same time, you also need to be reasonable. And if you're an affiliate with me and you have bought into the software, then that should be enough, because that is generating me an income on that alone. And I'm getting the bulk of what I'm going to make on the back end sales. And I want to be able to pay commissions to someone who refers someone to me today, but they may not buy something from me till a year or 2 years later. Then that person that introduced them to my company does deserve to earn the commission. But you don't want to keep pushing your people to keep buying more and more products from you, because eventually it's going to turn around and bite you back in the ass. Enter the S, subscription offers. This is the part of your sales funnel where you can start to really make a nice profit and watch your bank account grow. You do this by offering membership sites to or other community programs where customers pay you ongoing monthly fees for access to your content and site. You're probably most familiar with the model in terms of common service businesses. Example, you pay a monthly fee in order to get continued cell phone service, web hosting, or other services. However, you can set up a subscription offer for products. And what I mean by this is you can have a membership site online that someone pays for monthly. And what they do is they get access to using your products and services. Or if you're a trainee or a coach that you have posted videos as you're training and you do one a week or one a month, something that's going to generate them wanting to come back day after day to that site because they have something that they're going to learn. What if I did a training program where I have a series of 20 or 30 videos and I post one a day, and each lesson takes them from the beginning to the next step, to the following, so that they go A, B, C, D, then that has given them what they truly have wanted to learn. Or it can be a weekly training. Now, example one, you might offer a training course divided into 52 lessons, which you deliver in weekly installments. You can set up a continuing program where members pay you $10 to $197 each month in order to access these lessons. Example number two, you might create brand new private label rights to resell rights to the content for your members to sell. You provide new resell rights content every month, and your customers pay you a monthly fee to remain a member. In essence, what you're doing when you set up an ebook or a book or an article that you sell someone the private label rights to, because it's your intellectual product, and then it allows them to take that product and repurpose it in a way that they can resell it and make money for themselves on an ongoing basis. But you may have 10 or 15 people that have bought the private label rights to resell that book, and you've made your back end money off of that product. So these offers are the foundation for your business because they generate a steady monthly income for you. Indeed, you're making money passively since your customers are rebilled automatically. However, your profits don't stop here. You should use both your entry-level products and your subscription offers to promote your premium offers. And here's your premium offer. These are your high-ticket products and services that typically sell for at least $497. These include offers like a month-long virtual workshop, a home study course, personal consulting, coaching, or training, a weekend workshop, a recording from a weekend workshop, or other high-end courses. Now, a weekend workshop would go for a lot more than $497 because it's a retreat somewhere. It can go for as much as $1,000 or $2,000. And you get the resale rights to your premium content, or you offer the resale rights to your premium content. The benefit of these premium offers is that you don't need to sell a lot in order to make a lot of money. Selling just 20 copies of a $1,997 home study course puts a quick $20,000 in your pocket. And you can do this month after month. That $7 report, you may pay your mortgage to put food on the table. But if you want to make a fortune online, you need to create your own inbox magazine and sales funnel incorporating my ESP system. EB and entry-level offers that build trust so people will buy from you again. S is subscription offers that create a steady stream of income for you. P is your premium offers that take you from making a living online to making a fortune. So as you can see, we have been talking about ways that you can generate and build an income online. And why is this important? Because in today's workplace, there is no such thing as a job where you work 9 to 5 anymore. And even many jobs today are more in the field. They're not sitting in an office somewhere that you work for so many hours and you go home. The internet, I have met people that work for companies in one city while they live in another city. I met someone that he did IT for a company, and his wife got transferred to Atlanta. So they lived near where his wife's office was, and she went to work every day, and he went to work online. Because as an IT officer, all he had to do was hook into their mainframe, and he was working online. Today, almost any product or any business that you're in, you can learn how to build a successful business. If you have a natural niche that fits you, all you need to do is say, okay, I can go online, I can set up a website, I can build it to where it's going to be offering information that will bring people to my business. Now, and initially, you're going to be looking for ways to generate traffic. If you have a website, or like in my case, where I'm a professional speaker and trainer, that what I do is career life coaching, that I help people with their careers to put together a mission statement or an action plan on where they want to take their business from where they are now to where they want to be in the future. And in order to do so, they need to be held accountable that they will take and work their plan. So how am I going to do that? And at the same time, I can put together training programs. I can offer a free ebook. Then I can repurpose that ebook into a book and sell that. Then I can take that book and I can put it into an entry level or a video series for a membership site. I can take and repurpose it into an online course or home study program where it's repurposed, and I can charge even more because I go into depth. So you can see how I can take one product and create multiple streams of income from it just by repurposing it. And then next year I can come up with a totally different program, do the same thing, and still be generating an income. Because guess what? And I can also use my students as affiliates to help me market my programs, and I can pay them a commission for helping me generate new customers. This is how business is being done in the 21st century. You're seeing Sports Authority totally go out of business because they're a retail business and they've had to shut down their online store. You've seen JCPenney, Macy's, all the major department stores cut back because guess what? People are not going to the malls to shop. Yes, there are people that still like to go that don't have the access to the computer or don't like using a computer to buy online. And yet, at the same time, you have people that are so familiar with it. And the millennial generation, as they take over where business is today, more and more business is going to be done online and not in the malls or the retail stores. You're even seeing retail stores in malls going out of business. And you're seeing the strip malls have more empty space than they have places for people to go. So there are options to you. And remember, we are talking about how to build a successful internet business. And if you don't know how to build a business, you can go online, you can join platforms like Wealthy Affiliate, where they give you certification training that teaches you how to build a website, how to use keywords in your articles, how to use pay-per-click or any other service to market your business. Also, if you have an internet business, you can be contacted by a number of companies that offer to do your marketing for you and your online marketing and do the keyword research for you. If it's something that you don't have the time for or don't have the behavioral style which allows you to want to do that. Because you know what? Each of us have strengths in different areas of our lives, that we have things that we really enjoy doing more than we like doing something else. And in that case, it's better to outsource it to someone that is a small business entrepreneur that has the time to do it, or you can go to a company that specializes in marketing and using pay-per-click to help you grow your business and online traffic. For so many of us. We just don't realize, or we don't look for those opportunities of how to be an entrepreneur, because back in the 20th century, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, when we were going through the growth of the corporations, what was happening? You found that our parents went to work for the corporation, and it was an unwritten rule at that time that it was a job for life, that many of them in the around that era, in the 30s and the 40s, they went to work for the corporation, and the 50s especially. They worked there for 25 years. They got their retirement party and their gold watch. Their children, who were the baby boomer generation, they went to work for the corporation with the idea that they had a job for life. But then towing the late 90s into the early 21st century, you saw a lot of companies who had merged, and they had 2 to 3 people doing the same job. And to cut back, what they did was they went to that upper management and their middle management, and they offered them buyout packages where they got their health insurance covered. They got a severance package of so many months' pay, so that while they were doing that, they were able to look for ways to generate an income, or companies they could go to work for to continue to work. That was also the beginning of the dot-com era, where everything was inflated prices. And you had the Y2K era going on, where we were moving into the 21st century, and people were afraid that their computers were going to crash. So, and that was the beginning of the online business. That was the beginning of the use of the internet. And you saw new jobs created. What used to be a secretary is now a virtual assistant. What was a graphic designer is now a web designer. So titles change. You're basically using the same skills, but the titles change. And we need to understand how those titles have changed, how we can turn around and build our business to increase our opportunities for a successful business online. The millennial generation, they grew up in the 1980s when you had Bill Gates and you had Steve Jobs creating those personal computers and the software that runs on those personal computers. This has allowed people to work from home. Companies, in essence, turned around, and what they did was they did not want to put more money into larger offices. Technology allowed them to give an employee a computer with the software and a telephone, have them set everything up and go and work from home. This cut the cost for the employer, and it gave the employee more tax breaks. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the #1 personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual or group coaching, where you can learn to build your own online business.